Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Your source for unbiased election coverage on Tuesday. It's all we're going to be talking about here on the show. Not really. We'll be talking about Raw, because Raw is tonight. And we're going to talk about what you may see on Raw tonight, because on Monday afternoon, who only knows? Although, I'm sure we're going to get some notes here as we get going, just like we have notes about the altercation that occurred on Sunday night between Chris Jericho and Sin Cara as the Raw crew was traveling from Leeds, England to today's Raw tapings. Tapings, I might add. Glasgow, Scotland. There was an incident. This would be the third fight that I am aware of in like the last 2 years involving Sin Cara. There's a lot of rumors going around about this fight. We're going to tell you everything we know when we come back from the break. We've also got an update on John Jones and his USADA drug test failure. He ended up being retroactively suspended for 1 year, the maximum time allowed for the type of substance that he failed for, so he can return in July of 2017. We'll give you all of the details on that. We're going to be joined in the final segment of the show by Sweet Soraya Knight, who also happens to be the mother of Paige. We'll be talking Shimmer and so much more. She's going to be joining us on the show. You can contact us here today, toll-free, 844-411-5411. You can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. I'm on Twitter at Brian Alvarez, and Mike Sempervivi will join us after the break at Sempervivi. Sports Byline USA on Twitter as well. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. This from the website in question, WrestlingObserver.com. There was a brief altercation and pull apart Sunday night involving Chris Jericho and Sin Cara while the Raw crew was traveling from Leeds, England, to today's Raw tapings in Glasgow, Scotland. As of now, WWE hasn't made any kind of statement regarding the incident, although Sin Cara was kicked off the bus the crew was traveling on. So where is he? Just kick him off on the side of the road? I need more deep
walk.
That's the biggest part of the story to me right there. Where's Sin Cara? Did he have to get a taxi, an Uber? Is he walking to Glasgow? The description of what happened was that Sin Cara was making annoying noises while on the tour bus, and even though people were telling him to stop, he kept doing it. These are grown men. This led to Jericho more forcefully telling him to stop, resulting in Sin Cara telling him to F off. Words were exchanged, and Sin Cara threw a wild right at Jericho before everybody jumped in to break it up. Jericho bit his finger during the skirmish. Sin Cara was then kicked off the bus. One description was that he snapped in 2 seconds without any warning or reason. Well, it sounds like there was a reason. Not a justifiable reason, but Jericho posted a cryptic Instagram video where there was swelling under his left eye. He said that if you hear any reports about him ripping somebody's face off with his teeth, he blamed them on bath salts and jokingly compared them to GHB and ecstasy. A hilarious joke. Earlier this year, Jericho and Brock Lesnar got into a backstage altercation after SummerSlam, while Arias and Simon Gotch got into a dust-up this summer as well. I believe that Sin Cara also had a brawl with Sheamus. This would be his third fight. Jericho, I believe that we got the Lesnar one, we got this one, we got the Goldberg one. So, yeah. That's the story backstage at Raw as we head into the tapings today. Can you imagine? Grown men.
These aren't grown men. They're pro wrestlers. Come on.
Pro wrestlers. Mike, you're talking to one. We're grown men here. Give me a break.
Pro wrestlers. No, you don't. When you cross international waters, okay, and you're on a bus or you're on a plane and you happen to be in the sports entertainment business, you apparently stop being a grown man and you go right back into middle school. And if you're going to book a backstage fight between two hotheads, could it get any better than Chris Jericho and Sin Cara?
Well, yeah, so. Lesnar.
Well, let's, well.
Lesnar would have bit his whole face off.
Yeah, but remember, Jericho has stepped up to Goldberg and Lesnar. So I will put Jericho over Lesnar in this exchange.
So that's the latest on that. They are taping Raw here today, so we'll probably get some notes on that. And I should note that Jericho himself has indicated that rumors that he was knocked out in the fight with Sin Cara are not true. And if he were knocked out, he wouldn't be working Raw tonight, so I presume he is working
Raw. Of course not.
This person here says, Scott Hall no-showed a Dreamwave show over the weekend. Now no one can get a hold of him. He won't respond to calls or texts. Does anybody know if Hall is all right? I don't know for sure, but the impression I got was that people he knew had heard from him. But I don't know anything more than that. So, I will just... He just won a tag match at the tapings with Rich Swann over Noam Dar and Brian Kendrick.
What spoiler.
This person may be talking about Sin Cara. How about that? I guess he is. So Sin Cara got kicked off the bus, but he got booked at the Raw tapings. And his team won.
Hey.
Well, you know, Vince has always had respect for guys that were tough guys.
Maybe could this be that maybe he was possibly in the right in this exchange?
Well, from every report, no, he was not in the right.
Yes, but you know what we do know about wrestling a lot of times is there's three stories. In fact, that's not only wrestling, that's life. There is one guy's side, the other guy's side. The truth sometimes lies somewhere in the middle.
Okay, the problem is every single person who's told this story has blamed it all on Sin Cara.
Then why was he not buried by Noam Dar? Or wait, was he teaming with Noam Dar? Why didn't he lose to somebody today?
I don't look at me. That's right. We're going to have some Raw notes here. I'll try to give a spoiler warning. I'm sorry if anybody is devastated by the fact that you know who won the Noam Dar match, which may not even be on Raw. It could have been a dark match, or it could have been like a Superstars match or something like that. But I'll keep you updated on that. As noted, you can contact me on Twitter at Brian Alvarez. Semper Vivi is at Semper Vivi. And the text message line, 425-780-7566. Got a lot of news today, but let's see what's on this person's mind. You're on the air.
How's it going? This is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Yes, Kenny.
Yeah, so good old Sin Cara proved he is a tough guy after all. I guess that goes to show.
No, he didn't. He sucker punched somebody.
Well, just because
allegedly
underestimate a
match. Not even allegedly.
He could be great, but anyway, my question is, since Raw is being taped and everything like that, has SmackDown already been taped yet, or is that still underway?
Raw's taping right now.
Okay, so that's good. Well, anyway, I'll let you get back doing that.
All right. Thank you very much for the call, Kenny.
Hey, here's a non-spoiler from the WWE Tour. In Germany, the goalkeeper that they picked up, Tim Wiese, or is it Wiese? Whatever it is. My German is not too proficient there. We'll have to call on Oliver Kopp for help there. But he won his very first match with a Ultimate Warrior style splash, not to the back, but to the belly of either Epico or Primo. I'm not sure which one it was. So he is successful in his very first match ever, teaming alongside Sheamus and Cesaro. So there you go.
I presume that had to be a dark match.
It was a house show.
Oh, house show, okay.
Yeah, so he got his entrance and the whole nine yards there, and it actually made some of the tabloid front pages in Germany. So he may not ever amount to anything here, but if you're looking at a regional star, I guess you may certainly have one in Visay.
After failing a USADA drug test in July prior to UFC 200, the immediate fighting future for John Jones got clear Monday. He was retroactively suspended for 1 year, the maximum time allowed for the type of substance he failed for. The interim light heavyweight champion had an arbitration hearing last week with USADA. Jones claimed that he received a contaminated pill from a teammate that resulted in his test failure for clomiphene and letrozole, both banned substances under USADA policies. While the panel did not dispute these claims, they stated that taking the pill without being aware of what was in it bordered on reckless, found Jones to be fully at fault for the test failure. Yeah, no, of course. Listen, I like to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, but John Jones, light heavyweight champion, a teammate gives him a random pill and he just takes it. Give me a break.
You know what the amazing part is with all of these guys who claim anything that happens with any sort of male enhancement pill is
it was just a pill.
But whatever. But he called it a... I will use
He didn't say anything.
Well, he called it a prick pill, I believe, when he was discussing it originally, although he didn't exactly use that phrase or that word. But with anybody that claims this, it's not like you have to be some like 90-year-old man to go to the doctor to get Viagra or Cialis or something that is actually on the market and is legal under USADA. I just...
Okay, listen, everybody. I want to know everybody's opinion on this. Tweet me or text me.
Ridiculous.
Is it worse to say, I thought I'd get away with it, but they got me? Or to say, a buddy of mine or a stranger gave me a random pill, and I was so damn stupid that I just took it, and then I failed. Which is worse? Because I think the latter's worse.
By far.
Give me a break.
Silly ass.
A teammate gave him a contaminated pill. Well, then shouldn't he call that guy out or want to kill that guy?
Beat him.
Back in a moment.
$9 million he lost.
Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Carrie Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a pair of AKG K52 headphones for $29, or Ernie Ball strings, your choice, 3 packs for $10. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, more on this John Jones story. This is UFC's statement. UFC is aware of the one-year sanction levied against John Jones as a result of his UFC anti-doping policy violation, decided by a 3-person arbitration panel. UFC had been advised that a one-year suspension commenced on July 6, 2016. While the decision indicates no evidence of Jones' intentional use of a banned substance. Really? He was given a pill and he took it. It does highlight the care and diligence that is required by athletes competing in the UFC to ensure that no prohibited substances enter their system. It was then announced on Monday's MMA Hour. Chael Sonnen stated that he and John Jones will grapple. Oh, Jones will grapple Dan Henderson on the December 11th Submission Underground show in Portland, Oregon for Flow Combat. Two were originally supposed to fight at UFC 151. Henderson blew out his knee. Sonnen beat Diaz and Michael, said Diaz and Michael Bisping were also possible opponents. Match will be 8 minutes under EBI rules. So Jones, because grappling floats under typical Athletic Commission guidelines, can compete with Dan Henderson on December 11th in a submission match. There you go.
Maybe they can trade, never mind.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Don't denigrate Dan Henderson.
Hey, I love Dan
Henderson. He's one of the few guys that legitimately needed testosterone replacement therapy.
Why did he legitimately need it?
Because he, unlike a lot of these guys, needed it.
Why?
What do you mean, why? An actual doctor, before all of this even began, had diagnosed him with that.
Okay.
Not a former steroid user that destroyed their system. He was one of the few guys. I can think of like three.
Mm. Okay.
You're telling me that that Bigfoot didn't legitimately need it with his obvious medical condition?
Well, he had the gigantism, right? That was
yeah. And you know what? There are a very, very small number of individuals in the world that do legitimately have very low levels of testosterone.
Now, when did Dan Henderson start wrestling?
Who knows? Years ago.
But as far as a high level goes, I mean, it started in like high school, right? It was a long time ago before there were a lot of tests and things like that. I love Dan Henderson, and there's nobody, like I've said repeatedly, there's nothing better than seeing an American amateur wrestler dominate, and he did for a long time. There's nobody tougher than them, in my opinion. And I love Dan Henderson, but, you know, to say one is so pure and clean and not another one, I mean, okay.
I have no doubts about Dan Henderson.
I hope that's the case. I really do. But
we can't take it anyway.
Well, anymore with sports, I mean, really, it's...
I mean, he can now. He's retired, but he couldn't at the time. This person here says, why would you take a random pill from a teammate? I don't know!
Because it was Friday night, bruh.
Person here says...
Hey, when you're coked up and slamming through red lights and slamming into pregnant women, maybe you will take a pill your teammate hands you.
This person says it's worse to have erectile dysfunction. Man. This person here says, John Jones is very stupid. I fully believe he takes random pills.
It's possible.
This person says, the buddy excuse.
Imagine having that reputation, though, and having that thought that even there's a little bit of a chance that dude was so dumb that, like, in reality, that he would just take a pill handed to him by a teammate saying, go on and get you some. This will get you going. What a ridiculous... Mm.
Tony here says, it's far worse to take a random pill, but both options leave them sounding stupid. Well, you're right about that.
How about it?
Because that is stupid. I got a spoiler here. I'm going to read a spoiler. If you do not want a Raw spoiler... I want you to turn off now.
We need a spoiler jingle music to play right there, like it's breaking news.
Well.
The current affair theme.
Where is it? I got one somewhere. Maybe it would help if I turned the sounds up.
Possibly.
That's the spoiler music. The final man for Team Raw at Survivor Series is Seth Rollins.
Shocking.
Well, it's newsworthy because last week there was the alleged photo of the five men and Sami Zayn was man number five.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I can't believe I put that right out of my head after the show was over.
And now you can listen again. Maybe people can set up their phones so that they can, their phones will turn on and off based on the music. What else do we have here?
Amber Alert, spoiler alert, you know, same thing.
Is it me, or do fans and wrestling journalists not mention how dumb the 5-on-5 matches between SmackDown and Raw is? Or I guess are. For example, like, why would Nikki stand side-by-side with Carmella after being jumped all these months? Or, if Rollins is the last guy in the Raw team, why would he want to work with Owens or Jericho after being screwed? Well, listen. Of all the problems I have with WWE, this is low on the list. Because, in theory, certainly not in execution because nobody buys it, but in theory, there are a bunch of people on both brands that may be feuding with each other. But at the end of the day, you're going to fight for your brand. This is war. This is SmackDown versus Raw. And so, enemies have got to team together to defend their brand. That's the storyline. Now, I don't remember anyone ever saying this on television, because it's my job to come on here on the radio and try and make sense of all of this illogical booking, but that's the story. There's a lot of strife in this country, as will be evidenced tomorrow. But you know what? If we went to war, then Hillary supporters and Trump supporters would get together and fight the foreign menace.
Mm.
This is just reality. This is just life. Think about this. What if word came? What's so funny?
Nothing good.
This is a serious analogy. What if word came that aliens were coming and they were going to take over the world? All the countries of Earth would get together to fight off the alien menace. This is a classic storyline. It's not my fault that they don't bother explaining this to anybody. I mean, I have far bigger problems with Daniel Bryan saying, sorry, Natty, you can't be on the team, but we're going to put Carmella on. Stuff like that. That's just stupid. Or Mick Foley, instead of just choosing the best guy for Team Raw, he's, I'm going to do a battle royal with like 5 stars and then 15 geeks. And the winner, who could very well be a geek, is going to be on the team. That's stupid. But that's what they do.
Well, they'll do that at the Royal Rumble, too, really, if you think about it. I mean, it's not like you have 30 grand superstars in there. I mean, James Ellsworth will probably be in there this year. Number one contender, I should say, James Ellsworth. And he could be in there. And in theory, if you think about it, much like Santino, much like other people who have gotten towards the end in the past, in theory, if you were trying to have a shred of credibility to this, they could win. And wouldn't that be embarrassing?
Well, unfortunately, James Ellsworth is not the number one contender after SmackDown this week. It is, in fact, Dean Ambrose. Although...
Oh, maybe technically, but as far as the people go, I mean, he's got 2 wins over AJ Styles.
Well, he does. That's why I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that it could be a 3-way at Survivor Series with AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, and James Ellsworth. Because here's the thing. I know some people heard me say that and just said, Brian's now totally lost it. But I haven't. Because it doesn't matter. Because Survivor Series is headlined by Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg. It literally does not matter who is in the SmackDown World Title match. And if you want to do a SmackDown World Title match in December with AJ Styles and Dean Ambrose, well, you can do the singles match in December, and you can pave the way to that match by doing a 3-way with James Ellsworth at Survivor Series. It's not the end of the world. It doesn't matter one iota.
Can you believe James Ellsworth is holding down the babyface roster until John Cena gets back?
Hey, well, he's going to have to hold it down until December 26th, because that's when John Cena comes back.
God bless Maryland.
All right, here's the lineup for Raw tonight. This is non-spoiler, so I won't play my music. Can Jericho evade the wrath of 2 former S.H.I.E.L.D. brothers? So they're teasing it will be Jericho and Owens versus Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. Who will be the final member of the Raw men's team in Survivor Series? We did, in fact, reveal that. Which superstars will The New Day and Charlotte Flair lead into battle? What?
Together?
We only know that Raw Women's Champion Charlotte will lead Bayley and Nia Jax against Nikki Bella, Becky Lynch, Naomi. Oh, I see. So we're going to figure out who the teams are for the tag team and women's Survivor Series matches. Find out more tonight.
Tag one ought to be really, really difficult, too, with all of the tag teams they have on Raw.
So, as it was announced on Talking Smack, but not actually on SmackDown, so millions of people know nothing about this, but I'll tell you right now, Dolph Ziggler is doing an open challenge in defending the Intercontinental title on Raw tonight. Who will answer the challenge? And finally, did the Brian Kendrick light a fire inside TJ Perkins? We shall find out tonight. I guess that's going to continue. No mention, by the way, of Rich Swann having pinned or defeated Brian Kendrick 2 weeks ago. So for all those thinking, let's just see how it plays out, it's still not playing out yet. Back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And Sweet Soraya is joining us here today. We have a lot to talk about, including the Big Shimmer Weekend, which is coming up. That's right. Soraya, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm just actually doing some shopping.
You're doing some shopping.
I'm walking up a mile right now just so I can speak to you guys.
So where are you living right now?
I live in Norwich in England. Like I said, it's a long way away. It takes me quite a while to get here. But, yeah, Norwich is where I'm based.
Yes, we called England, and then as I got thinking about it, I started thinking about all of these dates that you work here in this country, and a lot of wrestlers that are working somewhat regularly, at least, they move here. You have not done that. That's a lot of transatlantic flights.
I know, but it keeps my private life private and my professional life, you know, it keeps the category separate. Yeah, but you've got to remember, I come from a wrestling family, so I just don't want to get anything mixed up between my company and my board work, because it's chaos at home.
I would just think that after all of these years of wrestling and living in a wrestling family, at some point you just have to, like, I don't want to take these flights anymore.
Well, I've just turned 45, so this ain't bad for a girl that's meant to have retired at 40. So, I don't know. I still feel good. I don't suffer with the traveling. All the injuries I've ever had seem to be well on the way to being fully healed. And for now, I'm just enjoying my my golden years, I guess.
Now, the obvious question is, as you noted, just turned 45 and injuries are healing. What is, believe me, there are plenty of wrestlers that are 45 whose injuries are not healing and are probably going the other way and haven't been wrestling as long as you. What do you attribute your longevity to?
To be honest, I'm too kind of like a Madonna syndrome. It's just reinvention, and because the crowds change as much as the art of wrestling changes, and you've got to be able to adapt and give the crowd what they want to see, you know, whether they like it or not. So, you know, we've been in the latter half of my years now. They seem to like an old girl do violence. So I don't know. It's just strange. I just keep changing myself through the years. I just keep reinventing, and you know, I never change my style, but I always change my outlook. I think that's what works.
So you're saying that the crowds today, they want to see Sweet Soraya go out there and just beat the hell out of somebody.
I don't know. I'm not a character to be messed with by anybody, irrelevant of who you are. I've come from a background of, you know, quite a, I wouldn't say rough background, but I've come from a background where I've had to learn to defend myself and stuff. So I'll do that whether I'm in the ring or out of it. But I do now, especially when I come over and do the shines and the shimmers and stuff like this, they know that I'm an angry mum, and that's the you know, what I'm playing at the moment. So, you know, I like to terrify. It gives me a buzz.
Now, I've been to shows that you've been on, and in fact, there are not a lot of wrestlers nowadays where this happens, where you can go near people in the crowd, and they will, in fact, be scared. And it used to happen all the time in wrestling. Like, when the wrestlers got in the crowd, the fans would scatter in fear. Now you see a lot of wrestlers, they go outside, and they cock their fist at a fan, and the fan laughs in their face. People don't do that to you. Have you?
No, but I'm old school, though, aren't I? I've learned the hard way to play with people's emotions, and my job is to make people fear me and make people hate me but want to see me in action, because they never know what's going to happen next. And that's what Soraya Knight really is all about, I guess, the shock moment.
Have you had to give any fans a beating any time in the last, let's say, decade?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, there's fans on different levels. You've got the verbals that you can just kind of not really worry about, but there's been more times than I've got fingers and toes, where someone in the crowd has come out and punched me in the mouth or hit me over the head with something, and I don't care if you're a man or a woman, I'm coming out after you. And you know, there's been a few times where security has to be called. They're like a shimmer. They do make sure that there's security sat in the crowd now when I go out, because I will not take nothing off anybody. So if a fan hits me or touches me or spits on me, then they've got to expect a bit of change. That's just not on.
Now, I'll just say the name Austin Aries, because he can come off as kind of a hothead. If Austin Aries spit on a fan, and the fan let's just say that a fan spit on Austin and he punched him in the face. I can see this fan maybe saying, you know what, I'm gonna press charges against Austin Aries. Do you find that it is a benefit in some ways to be, as you noted, an angry mom? Because if a fan spits on you and you punch the fan, I mean, maybe there's this feeling of, I can't press charges on this angry mom. Do you feel like you may get a little bit of leeway because of that?
To be honest, if a man hits somebody, it's a lot different than if a woman hits somebody. I mean, we all want to be classed as the same in this crazy world, but, you know, a guy doesn't want to turn around and say that he's been hit in the face or belittled by a woman, yet he will 100% say it about a man. So, you know, I've been in situations that have been quite scary, but it just fuels something inside me. It's like a survival instinct. And if someone spits on me, I'm going to go mad. If someone spits on Austin Aries, it's up to him what he does. But he's got more to lose than I have being a male.
What a benefit for you.
Oh, God, yeah, no, definitely. It does give me a lot of leeway with my character. And, you know, everyone can associate, really, with the anger inside, you know. And it was nice when I done Shine on Friday to see quite a few people there and going for it. And the photographs afterwards was, you know, for me to realize that there was, that people like my style. Even if they hate me, they like it.
Sarai, you've been doing this for a good number of years now. Here in the States, women's wrestling, Dave Parazak has been at the forefront of it with Shimmer. But in the last couple of years, Shine has come out. Stardom, the influence from that promotion in Japan, they have made a name here in the States. What have you thought about this kind of buildup of women's wrestling here in America? And I guess a kind of a renaissance around the world, it seems like, in Australia, in Japan. How do you feel about everything right now and going forward, trying to keep the momentum of women's wrestling going?
Well, to be honest, I mean, everyone keeps going on about this women's revolution, and it most definitely is. The women are going out there and putting their bodies on the line in a different way nowadays. You know, they'll take it to the limit. A guy can go and watch a female show and come out there feeling satisfied with the money he's paid for his ticket nowadays. Whereas years ago, it was really hard for women to break into the scene. I mean, I've done it 26 years now, so I've seen the change in face of women's wrestling from 1990. And it's had many faces. Nowadays, there's a lot of talented women out there, a lot of talented women, probably the biggest gene pool of women that we've had in the world that can actually go out there and do the job than we've ever had before. And, you know, you have to congratulate Dave Prazak because, I mean, he's put his money where his mouth is. Even when the crowds were low, he worked hard and he, you know, he made sure that women were put on the forefront to the point where every woman in the world wants to work for Shimmer Wrestling. They are classed as the number one female company in the world.
How is Paige doing?
How is Paige doing? She's doing okay. The only way that I can speak about her is from a mum's point of view. She's healing well. Her spirits are high. You know, she's out of pain. So it's all looking very positive at the minute, because you've got to remember, pain does crazy things to you. And when you live with it every day and it gets inside your head, you know, you start to not care. And she's doing all right. She's actually smiling and happy, and probably the happiest she's been in a long while. So everything's good from our end anyway.
Seems like you sometimes have to be, in a way, her publicist on Twitter. You've responded to a lot of claims, I guess, for her.
Yeah, kind of. How hard is it being a mom in
wrestling? Well, I'm a mum. You know, first and foremost, I'm a mum. Irrelevant of how I feel. I mean, any mother is going to stick up for a child, and it's the lioness syndrome. You know, and I tend not to play with my food before I eat it. I'm a little bit headstrong that way. It's like, you mess with my daughter, you mess with me, but. In this age of media, I've learned the hard way that a lot of things that you say can be taken well out of context. And as much as the stars get the media training, us on the independent circuit, we don't really get that. So when people chastise my daughter and stuff, the mother in me comes out, and I just want to rip heads off and, you know, rub salt on their face and stuff.
Now,
just protection, I guess.
You've been wrestling since 1990. Paige was born in 1992.
Yeah.
Did Sweet Soraya the wrestler come before Soraya the actual human being, or vice versa?
No, it did. Well, to be honest, I was about 14 years old, and I was moshing in a mosh pit in a punk club, and I heard a song, and I really liked it, and I thought it said Soraya, but it didn't. It said Slayer. And from the age of 14, I always wanted to have a little girl and name her Soraya. It was just a name that stuck with me. But when I found wrestling and I needed a character, I needed a name for her, I just loved the name so much that, you know, that Soraya Knight was born. And then Soraya Jade came 2 years afterwards. So we both tend to share the name, which is quite confusing when we go to shows, because as soon as they say Soraya, we both turn around. So backstage, I'm called by my real name. The soulful problem.
Now, you, I guess, as you noted, you basically invented the name Soraya. Are there...
I thought I did.
Well, I guess that's my question. I mean, in your travels, have you run into other Sorayas and just been like, whoa, weird?
Well, to be honest, I took Soraya to the dentist when she was about 13. And the guy that was performing, you know, the dentistry was Persian. And he told me a story about where the name Soraya was born, and that there were two sisters, Soraya and Diva. One was evil. Diva was evil and Soraya was good. No, Soraya was evil and Diva was good. And he told me this story. I can't say it on air because it is quite rude, but it was two princesses. And I always thought that I made the name up. But then when I heard this story, it's like, okay, it's an ancient name. And then there's been a lot of children, a lot, male and female, that have been named after me and my daughter. So there's a lot of babies on the scene now that I'm meeting, 12 and 13-year-olds even, that have got my name, which to me is a complete honor. It's a beautiful name, and I've got no problem with it being used, as long as it's not in the wrestling circuit.
I may have tried to convince my wife to use that name at some point, I won't lie. Now, where did the name Paige come from for...
Oh, that was all her and her bosses. That was something I don't really know how that works. It's just a case of, I suppose they give us some names and she chooses the one that she wants to be known as. I don't really know how that works. I just know that one day she wrote to me and said, Mama, my name is Paige. Right, okay. And now that everyone calls my daughter by that name, it's now just become part and parcel of her. But she'll always be Soraya to us. She'll never be Paige to us.
Now, we're going to head to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Shimmer Show here very quickly and also a seminar that is coming up. So stick around, everybody. Back in a moment with more Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. But meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your whole.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans
We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Shimmer tapings this weekend featuring Soraya Knight, among many others. Logan Square Auditorium, Friday, November 11th at 8, and Saturday, November 12th at 2 p.m. That's Chicago, Illinois. The Berwyn's Eagle Club on November 13th at noon in Berwyn, Illinois. So make sure you check that out. Shimmerwrestling.blogspot.com for more. And if you're a female wrestler, there is a spot that is opened up for a seminar that will be featuring Soraya Knight and Colt Cabana this Thursday. More information at rise-wrestling.com. And Soraya, let's get in a quick plug for your social media.
Oh, fantastic. You can follow me on Twitter. It's the real Soraya K. My Facebook is private, but you can follow me again, Soraya Knight 1910 on Instagram. They're my two modes of media.
Real Soraya K on Twitter. Check that out. And Soraya, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. Best of luck with the seminar and the shows and everything else.
I'm really looking forward to it, to be honest.
Yeah, great to talk to you. Thanks again.
Take care, my lovely.
And, of course, we are going to wrap it up here for today. We are totally out of time, everybody, but we're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, daily replays at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. And we got a lot of shows coming up for subscribers only at WrestlingObserver.com. Myself and Dave Meltzer will be back tonight talking Raw. We had a Brian and Vinny show last night looking back at the build for the 1986 Starrcade show, which we will be reviewing next week on the program. All sorts of great stuff, so check that out. Thanks, Mike, as always. All the folks at Sports Byline USA, callers and listeners, we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.